In whom do we trust? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Once again, President Obama takes Congress to task for doing nothing about jobs.
In the House of Representatives, what have you guys been debating? A commemorative coin for baseball? You had legislation reaffirming that In God We Trust is our motto?
Okay, now, it's true that the House did vote 396-9 this week to endorse In God We Trust as the national motto. But what the president seems not to understand is that far from being a frivolous resolution, the House of Representatives, by endorsing In God We Trust, was simply describing its preferred economic policy. We've tried just about everything, right? Little job stimulus, little monetary stimulus, and look at the economic figures. Trusting in God is all that's left. It's especially appropriate to put it on the money because it perfectly expresses our monetary strategy. Print money and pray. I will, however, admit that there is a downside to voting 396-9 to put our trust in God, and it's this. If unemployment still remains stuck, and we continue not to prosper, even after voting overwhelmingly in favor of God, it could only mean, A, God isn't listening, B, God hears us but doesn't like us anymore, or C, there is no God. This gets us into politically uncomfortable territory. I think that's why Ben Franklin's preferred motto was, E pluribus unum, out of many, one. And I admit, it probably doesn't apply anymore, but being in Latin, no one has to know that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.